our first guest, Muriel Clark with Maker's Market in Sutherland. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, when you talk about hallelujah, that's what I've been saying with this forecast.
and for
that's
Sunday,
really going to be a blessing for you.
It is so much. Yeah. It, 80, I don't know what you said it was, but yeah, it's looking really good.
Yeah. I mean, for Sunday's event there in Sutherland, you couldn't, a 100-degree day would make that not as fun. So you're thankfully going to be all right with 84. And this is just a giant vendor fair, right?
It really is. We started it 3 years ago, and it's going bigger and stronger and better than ever. We close off the streets in downtown Sutherland and invite vendors and crafters and artisans of all kinds to come down and showcase.
Give us a few examples.
Okay. Well, I have brought my list here. So we've got health, beauty, and wellness, fashion, and jewelry. We've got some great handmade resin jewelry products. We've got woodworking products, leather products, lots of fiber arts, knitters, crocheters, sewers, you name it, it's going to be there.
And 60 plus vendors in Sutherland, 10 to 3 on Sunday, right?
That's right.
And where do they all line up?
We are on Walnut Street and First Street, so that kind of fronts Highway 30, so we're really easy to find.
I was gonna say, if you're driving to town,
if you're driving through town, you're going to see us.
The Longhorn Bar.
The Longhorn Bar, and you know, with their big new mural, you said you were in Sutherland last night calling the game. You noticed that big new mural on the west wall there, so that is hard to miss. And what makes it great where we are is then there's plenty of parking. All the streets all around are great parking, so you don't have very far to walk at all. Besides the big vendors market there, we have a kids zone. Our Sutherland Ladybug Daycare Center has sponsored our kids zone. We've got a huge T-Rex bounce house and slide, as well as fun kids activities. So mom and dad can spend a little extra time shopping at the booths, and the kids can be taken care of over there at the kids zone.
A T-Rex bounce house.
Somehow this thing is tall. You can see it for miles.
You got, you know, what was supposedly the apex predator of its time. That doesn't sound real inviting.
Well, ask my three-year-old son. He would jump on that thing. He would be all over that.
Yeah, and food vendors. So we've got Double Dips ice cream and the Bent Windmill snow cone, as well as a couple food trucks. And then, you know, Gourmet Delights and the popcorn people are going to be there. Plus, we have over 24 of our vendors have donated items for our raffle. So we've just got you covered all the way around. The Longhorn Bar is going to have a Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. So those of us who have been working hard on this can kind of just reward ourselves once it all gets going. You know, All Sarts is going to be open. Big Eye Spinner Baits. All the other downtown businesses are going to be open as well.
10 to 3 on Sunday. So Sutherland coming alive.
Build your own Bloody Mary bar.
You can really get after a Bloody Mary. I'm not a Bloody Mary person, but I've seen some of the builds before, and they're...
People get creative.
I mean, bacon and all sorts. I mean, you can bake, like, I've seen restaurants make, like, burgers on a stick and put that in a Bloody Mary. And, you know.
Now, that's a new one.
You got your salad and your burger.
Exactly. There you go. I'm getting a little health in there. So this Sunday, Sutherland's coming live. Maker's Market again, 10 to 3 in Sutherland. So stop by, check out all the vendors. You know, We're back to school now. We'll be talking Christmas before long, so good opportunity to get some early gifts, maybe. Unique gifts, certainly.
Yeah, get your shopping list made and come on down. You'll find it there. And if you don't find it at the Maker's Market, you'll find it at one of our other great Sutherland businesses.
All right, Muriel, anything else this morning you want to mention?
We just hope to see everybody in Sutherland. As I was driving in, I thought maybe I could report that the Highway 30 road construction was done, but it's not. But it's almost
getting closer.
It might be clear by Sunday. I don't know.
Is it down to one lane in spots?
Or? Yeah, kind of by the Birdwood crossing.
Okay, yeah. It wasn't last night. Obviously, they stop at some point. We were able to drive. I noticed it said one lane, and we never got to one lane. But yeah, I figured in the daytime it probably is. So.
Yeah, so there's a chance on Sunday it would be all the way open.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully, we can root for that. Well, thank you for stopping by. Enjoy Sunday. Enjoy the weather, and hopefully have a great day there at the Maker's Market.
It'll be a great day in Sutherland.